Next up, a feature brought to you by Dr. Yi-Wing Tong on Newstalk 870 KRLA.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi-Wing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com, that's drtong.com, for more information. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Yi-Wing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good.
We have an exciting show today. We have a special in-house guest with us, so he'll be Dr. English. He will be... Okay, Dr. Tong. That's enough jokes for today, okay? We have an exciting show today. As usual, our show is designed to prove that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And meaning by cure, we mean that the symptoms that you are experiencing will be eradicated with this treatment. And after the treatment, as a result, your symptoms will not come back. And this is because we combine Eastern and Western medicine to get this effect. We've been on the radio since September of 2000. If you check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com, you will see that we have about 190-some shows, almost 200 shows, with about three or four live cases every week presented, proving that chronic disorders can be cured. Do you have anything to say, Dr. Tong? To review last week who we had on with us, we had Walter. He's from Palmdale, Florida. He's 86 years young, training for the World's Masters. He has won 46 senior Olympic gold medals. Yeah, when he was 72 years old, he ran the 100-yard dash in 11.8 seconds. But for the past few years, he's had pain in his right knee, which his doctor recommended a right knee replacement, but he had his left knee replaced, and it didn't really help him, so he wanted to try something else. He also had bilateral feet pain. All his workup was negative. He decided to try Dr. Tong's treatment. After his first treatment, he has had no pain, actually, right? Also, he's been experiencing constipation for a long time. After the first treatment, he's had regular bowels. We also had with us Will from Cyprus, who has suffered from neuropathy of the feet so bad that even touching his feet would send him up the roof with pain. He had a left ankle pain from a sprain during World War II. He's also 86 years young. Numbness of his hands, asthma. After three treatments, he was off all of his asthma medication. He was on five medications previously. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. If you want to call in have any questions to ask us, you can call us toll-free live right now at 866-870-5752. Okay, let's get to our first guest, Mike from Fullerton. Is Mike on the line? Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Is Mike there? Okay, well, if we can get Mike back on. He's been on our show before. If you guys want to check it out, show number 187, January 29th, and 194, March 19th. Mike has been suffering from sciatic pain for the last 9 months. He was going to the chiropractor for 7 months without much relief. He tried naproxen. And after his first treatment with Dr. Tong, his right sciatic pain was 95% improved. Is Mike there now?
Yes.
Hi, Mike. Welcome
Hi,
to our
Elaine.
Show.
How are you? Hi,
Good.
Dr.
Tong.
Hello. Why don't you have an update for us? You've been on our show a couple times now. You have some stuff to tell us?
Yeah, the most recent thing that I think would be best to share with the listeners is that I just did a blood panel. I had requested a blood panel for my thyroid, to test my thyroid levels, because I've been taking thyroid medication for 22 years. I was hypothyroid. And I was also concerned because my cholesterol was 239 and I was on medication. And when I stopped all my hypertensive drugs from Dr. Tong, after seeing Dr. Tong and after dropping my cholesterol medication and my thyroid, I wanted to run the blood panel. And the blood work came back and my cholesterol is 151. My thyroid, which was the range should be 4.5 to 12.5, is now functioning at 10.0.
Wow.
Yeah, that's great. And my cholesterol levels and all my other levels are really excellent. My blood pressure has been excellent. I think my last three blood pressure readings have been 133 over 77, 115 over 70, and 121 over 69.
How low were your thyroid before?
My thyroid before was 1.7.
1.7.
Now I was taking supplements.
Now it's 10 point something, right?
Yes.
And then you were on Zocor, was that right, for your cholesterol?
I was on Zocor for cholesterol, and I was on three hypertensive drugs.
And it was your cholesterol when you were on Zocor was 239, and now what is it?
151.
So without the cholesterol drug, your cholesterol dropped?
Yeah, when I had been very healthy before and been on the Zone diet, I was at a real thin weight, eating very healthy, and my cholesterol then was only 178, so this is the lowest my cholesterol has ever been.
That's great.
Yes, and then when you're not on any thyroid drug, your thyroid actually went up to more than normal.
Yes. Right. In fact, I think you had someone doing rounds, a young doctor in your office the other day.
Dr. English.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll have an English report in just 1 second.
He was saying that he thought my blood panel that he saw was one of the best he'd seen in a long time.
Yes.
And Dr. English is actually very healthy himself.
Mm.
He's a strapping young lad.
Well, that's... yes. Anyway, that is our point. We want to prove to the world that high blood pressure, diabetes, hypothyroid, however you name it, okay, can be cured. You should not be taking any kind of drugs, mm-hmm. including thyroid hormones
especially
or estrogen hormones.
Especially not long-term.
Nothing should be long-term. Mm-hmm. Long-term thing you should take is food, balanced diet, okay? So the Mike's case proved that all these things can be cured. You can stop. The medication can be stopped.
Well,
I have a quick question for you, Dr. Tong.
Sure, yes.
I have a good friend who's in his 60s, and he has diverticulosis.
Yes.
He's had two episodes of bleeding in the last 10 months.
Yes.
How would you work with that?
Same thing. Just improve the body's healing power. Mm-hmm. That is how I treat everything. When the body is strong, you don't have any symptom. In the flu season, everybody breathes in the flu. In the SARS season, millions of people get the SARS virus. Those strong people do not get any symptom. So the way to cure anybody is to restore the body's healing power, restore health, not to suppress symptom, not to fight or kill the virus, bacteria, mm-hmm. or not to use any kind of drug to suppress the diarrhea or constipation,
yes, that's
but
true.
Rather, you improve the circulation and the energy to the bowels. And that's the reason why the bowels have problem.
Mm-hmm. So even when you diverticulosis, where there's bleeding and maybe a
I stopped the bleeding. There's a case, a patient was bleeding from a stomach gastritis down to a hemoglobin of 2.7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's
Barbara,
that's not in not compatible with survival.
Yes.
Okay. And I stopped the bleeding within 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had multiple transfusion, didn't work.
Right.
Because transfusion only stopped the, raise the hemoglobin, which is a symptom.
Right.
Okay, why,
so why
the symptom occur, okay,
right,
has to do with not enough life force.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us today. This is wonderful news.
Yeah, and hey, it's been wonderful. The treatment that I've been getting there, I just need to tell everybody that it's not just that the treatment works and that it really is sort of a miraculous turnaround, but Dr. Tong and the staff there are really care about the patients that walk in the door, and that makes a big difference as well.
We haven't taken you out for lunch for they saying that yet.
Yes. Thanks,
Mike. As long as it's tea food, right?
Yeah, right.
Macaroni and tea.
Later. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Get you guys sick and I get more business.
Thanks for joining us, Mike. Have a great weekend.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Okay, we have a caller on the line, Lucille from Ontario. You have a question for us? Is Lucille there?
Yes, hello.
Hi Lucille.
Hi, Dr. Tong. Hello,
yes.
Hi.
Yes, I just wanted to call in and just let other people know that Dr. Tong has helped me with...
Oh, you're one of our patients. Yeah, okay, yes.
Yeah,
oh.
I'm one of your new patients.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've just had my third treatment last Tuesday, and I went to Dr. Tong because I had several problems, one of them being very... bad case of acid reflux, and I've had that for a couple of years, and I didn't want to take any medication because of the side effects, so I was trying to deal with it with some herbal supplements, but I finally got to the point where nothing helped, and I was just in constant pain all day long, and I'd only ate to try to take away the pain for a little while. And I was so amazed that after the first treatment that I received, my condition improved like 90%.
Yes.
It was so amazing that, in the morning, as soon as my eyes open, I'd be in pain. And now with each treatment, it's gotten better and better, but especially after the first one, it was like a 90% improvement. And I just couldn't believe it because I had not been given any alternative, from other, other sources other than, the traditional medication.
Medication. And this is your acid reflux then?
Yes, acid reflux.
Wow. That's
when
wonderful.
You understand what caused everything had to do with circulation.
Mm-hmm.
You do not have enough circulation to the stomach junction. And that's why the muscle become weak and the acid reflux into the esophagus. The circulation is controlled by an energy called qi, your stomach qi, your spleen qi. When you worry too much, when you eat too much sweets, okay, you weaken the spleen qi, and without enough qi, then you're not enough circulation to the muscle become weak, and you got acid reflux. So I just open up the circulation.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is very easy. Listen out there, everything is very easy. The reason why you don't know about my treatment is that everybody benefit a lot monetarily, earning a lot of money, the pharmaceutical companies, doctors, the media, they all earn a lot of money if you guys are sick, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's not much money to earn when we can heal you. So that's why they try to suppress all this information. Nobody's interested in this information.
So, Lucille, was there anything else that Dr. Tong helped you with besides the acid reflux?
Well, there were several other problems. One of the other things that was improved, I was very tired by the afternoon. I'd be very tired, and then by the nighttime, I could hardly make it into bed. I was so exhausted, and as soon as I started getting these treatments, all that went away.
That's excellent. I have been tired for a long, long time, and I really know how you feel.
I couldn't believe it that such a change could occur so quickly.
The tiredness comes from not enough qi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your spirit makes the body give the energy for the body's activity. When your spirit can no longer enter your body, you die. Okay, so that critical element is this energy, qi. So when you don't have the energy, you're half living.
Yeah. Well, Lucille, thanks for taking the time to call us today.
Yeah, thanks for allowing to take a call. Yes.
This was a nice surprise.
Yes.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Okay, we have another caller, Susan from Chatsworth. She wants to ask about lettuce juice and sleeping.
Yes, hi.
Hi,
yes.
Welcome to our show, Susan.
I heard you mention on one show, and you went off the air, about lettuce to sleep, boiling lettuce juice and drinking it, and that helps you sleep.
Was that our show?
I think you listen to the wrong doctor. This is the Tong doctor, okay?
I looked on the website for it. I didn't see it.
It was not me.
Was it?
I don't think so, okay? The most important thing about sleep is the most important thing about anything is your spirit in the body.
Uh-huh.
For that part, okay? Lettuce juice, if you're lacking the chi from lettuce juice, then it will help. Otherwise, it doesn't. Okay, so there's not one miracle thing for all kinds of things.
Maybe it's a diet juice.
Yeah, well, it depends on whether you're lacking the energy from the lettuce juice.
Yeah, we never said anything about lettuce juice. And
yeah, it must be the wrong doctor.
Oh, well, I'm bringing my daughter to see you this week.
Good, you're bringing in, and we'll make her
I'm
a guest.
Bring everybody I know anyway.
Okay, good, we'll help everybody you bring.
Thank you.
Yes. I am, definitely. Okay,
thanks for calling
okay.
you, Susan.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call, 714-556-8664. We have a little time to get to Steve before we get to our English
yeah,
report.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Okay,
yeah.
Steve on the line from Spring Valley Lake.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Steve.
Welcome to our show again.
Fine, how are you?
Steve is a veteran.
Yeah, Steve started with me about 20 years ago and been coming to me, drive about an hour and a half, hour and 15 minutes.
I live out about an hour and a half from Costa Mesa. I live in Spring Valley Lake, and it's definitely worth the drive, I'll tell you that.
Yes.
I can go to a regular doctor, but it's a waste of time.
Yes.
They don't do me any good.
Tell us, tell us all the things that I helped you before, like lactose intolerance, chronic fatigue.
Actually, I don't mean to interrupt you, but you helped me with something recently that just really amazed me. And I had forgotten all about that your treatments would make a difference with asthma.
Mm.
Yes.
My dad had developed asthma in his early 50s, and I'm in my early 50s, and I had just developed asthma. And I'd gone to Kaiser, and they gave me some inhalers to take. And, you know, I didn't have it really bad at first. It wasn't bothering me that much, and the inhalers seemed to take care of it. But now with the second worst rainfall we've had in the history of California, there's things that are
in the air.
They haven't been around in 100 years. And my asthma started getting really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned it to Dr. Tong, and he told me, why didn't you tell me about that before? And I had forgotten about it. And it had really started to get out of hand, and I was like living on these inhalers. He did one treatment on me about, I would say, maybe 2 months ago, and I have not used an inhaler since.
Wow.
Of all the people, you should be the one that make that mistake. You know how many times I treat you?
I just forgot.
When you have colds and flus, you come over, you get one treatment, then you get on vacation. You are the one who on the show to tell people that.
I should know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I forgot.
Yes.
And when I mentioned it to you, you laughed at me and
yes.
gave me a treatment.
It's so.
I couldn't believe it. I have not. Today, my asthma has bothered me a little bit. And this is the first time I'd say in about 2 months, and I'm going to have to come in and get another treatment. But
mm-hmm. Here's a point.
I can't believe what a difference it made. I mean,
I
never felt the ease of breathing again after your treatment. The way, you know, the inhalers never made me feel that good.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You know, your spirit in the body, the mind-body balance make you feel like Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
no,
every
really,
part.
Anybody that has asthma, they should give it a try.
How about chronic fatigue syndrome? How about lactose intolerance?
Yeah.
How about neck pain? How about all the things that help you?
Degenerative joint disease.
You remember you went to UCLA and script? Tell us about that.
Well, I would think about when I first met you, it must be like 20 years ago, I had injured my back and I had been on disability and I was in a lot of pain and I had no energy and I thought maybe there was something wrong with me besides the problem with my back, so I went to Scripps and had a bunch of tests run. And I stayed down there for 3 days, and they ran all these tests. And the bottom line was they said, oh, you're depressed. So they gave me some
antidepressants.
Some antidepressants to take, and I took a half one the next day, and I went to work, and I never made it to work. I don't know, that stuff, it really messed me up, and I got disoriented and never made it to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to UCLA, same thing. They said, there's nothing wrong with you. You're perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say after probably the third treatment with Dr. Tong, my energy started to pick up.
Yes.
Back in those days, if I would, after working 2 or 3 hours, I was just tired for the rest of the day. And now, you know, now I have to watch it because I overdo it.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Hey, I hate to cut you short, Steve, because we have a medical student, almost a doctor, who want to give an English report. Okay.
Okay, well, good luck to you.
Steve,
okay, thanks a lot, Steve. Okay.
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 Yeah.
Bye.
Okay.
So I'd like to introduce soon to be Dr. Brett English. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So what have you seen the past few weeks following Dr. Tong?
You know, I've been observing Dr. Tong for the last 3 weeks, and I've been a direct observer of some pretty amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at a few of my reports right here. One of them was a patient named Vicky, and she drives a few hours to get here. And when I was talking to her, she said she'd been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia. She was status post a car accident. She was experiencing depression, carpal tunnel, as well as irritable bowel syndrome. And when she came to see Dr. Tong, she was on 10 medications, including Zoloft, sulfasalazine, muscle relaxants, and on and on. And eventually they wanted to put her on methotrexate and for her rheumatoid, which
is a what?
Methotrexate is it's an anti-cancer drug. And yeah, it's like chemotherapy, exactly.
Try everything on you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. And she said that after 1 or 2 months of treatments with Dr. Tong, she's able to drop all her meds, except for one.
No, she dropped all her meds after the first time.
Of the first time, okay,
yeah.
It's the first time. And she said, except for one, every now and then she'll take sulfasalazine, but only rarely. So to me, that's pretty amazing. You just don't see that very often.
Only because you live too far away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she would be able to drop that too.
She said her energy, especially because she was suffering from depression. She said her energy was basically, and her depression was so bad, her lack of energy actually. She said it was a 9 out of 10, and now she's feeling like she doesn't even remember having depression, and she's not on any antidepressants. She's off the Zoloft and all those. So it's pretty amazing
stuff.
Yeah,
Vicky is. That's an amazing story. Who else have you observed?
You know what? I also observed a man named Ray from Glendale.
Mm-hmm.
And Ray came in. I saw him for his first treatment. Then I also saw him a few weeks later, which was good to see the follow-up. Ray suffers from a mild emphysema with really, really poor sinuses. Terrible acid reflux that wakes him up every 2 hours. He says he feels very tired. And he also suffers from a irregular heartbeat. And Ray was pretty ecstatic when I talked to him after his treatments. His acid reflux felt immediately better. And 2 weeks later, I kind of wanted to, you know, this is my first week with Dr. Tong, so I wanted to see how he felt, you know, a week or 2 weeks down the line. And then when I saw him again, when he came with his wife, he said his acid reflux was still doing fantastic. So it was pretty impressive. He says he feels way more alert. Those are his that's a direct quote, way more alert, from a 3 to a 4 out of 10 to a 7 out of 10 immediately after the treatment, and he had a huge improvement in energy and mental focus. So,
great. So this is like something that you don't see very often, right?
In fact, most of the patients you see the same kind of result.
Mm-hmm.
You talk to almost all my patients. How many people do not get better?
I haven't seen a patient that hasn't gotten better immediately after treatment yet. I've been here, you know, almost 3 weeks now, so it's pretty impressive. I know I've said it before, but I'm impressed.
And Dr. English is going to be an anesthesiologist as well, Dr. Tong, so maybe he can come and join our empire.
Well, if he's smart enough, then he will change. I'm not sure.
Oh, he's smart. He's smart.
Yes.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If
he's smarter than he look.
You can call Dr. Tong for during the week for a quick phone consultation, or call us now at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Our number again is 714-556-8664. Join us for more exciting cases next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on News Talk 870 KRLA. This is Elaine saying goodbye, and have a fantastic weekend.
Dr. Tong, M.D. It's brought to you by Dr. Yi-Wing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA, where your opinion